Hi, Tandy. 24 hours into a brand new Netball Northern Ireland Strongest Together podcast series, and time now to hear from brand new coach Elaine Rice.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's your fourth time back with the side, so I suppose despite that time away, you don't really lose interest in how the side's doing?
No, you don't. From when I was young, I supported Northern Ireland and the Netball, and I aspired to play for it. Then I played for it. I captained the team. Then I came back as a coach. And even when I'm not coaching, you're watching, you analyze it, you're looking to see the best for the players. You know, you can't not support them. It's within you now. They're a great squad, great players, great management teams have been in the past as well. And I suppose in a whole lot of levels, they're your friends and you're the people that you know so well, and you want them to just do well within it.
You'll know a lot of the players already, but how much of an advantage will that be? Or is it just about maintaining bonds and welcoming new players to the side?
I do know a number of players. I would say in the squad of 20, I've worked with quite a bit, with between about 10 and 12 of them. I'm very conscious that we don't get comfortable, you know, being too comfortable, that everybody has to start on an even keel. And I'm conscious that for the other players that maybe haven't worked with me before, then they need to find their voice and feel their value within the squad. So it's important that the players that have worked with before know me and know me well. But what has happened before in a lot of ways is a bit irrelevant, because this is about now and this is our challenge now. So it's about making sure that collectively we go forward as a larger group, as opposed to me and the ones that I knew from before.
What do you think might be some of those challenges you face?
So my first priority is to get us back together on court, working together. We have geographical restrictions that maybe other nations don't encounter to the same extent, with a lot of the players now based in England playing in the Super League. But so that would be one of our challenges, getting that team cohesion back that we pride ourselves on. The second one is some of our positions, we are lacking some depth. So now it's about testing those younger players who I feel are ready to come through. So it's about pushing them now and seeing how far they can go with it. So that would be our next. There are two key challenges at the minute.
The fact that we see a lot of players in the Super League, though, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, definitely. It's in a way, the Super League has given some of the players wonderful opportunities to develop their game, to challenge and play against some of the best players in the world, play with and against some of the best players in the world. And that's fantastic. It's fantastic for the individual player who has no doubt great aspirations. And it's great for the players, for Northern Ireland as a collective team. The one thing I would say, it disrupts our preparations. You know, prior to so many being in the Super League, we trained every Monday, Wednesday and Thursday night collectively. So while it no doubt very beneficial, it's also quite disruptive in terms of the national team's preparations.
Well, I don't mind that one bit, because neither an Emirates Storm, although I'm not allowed to be biased on this one. How difficult then will it be over the next couple of months just to maintain that top 12?
We have a plan in place that I feel confident that when we get our gears back, we will be training quite a bit over the summer. The one thing is that the vast majority of them have a good solid base here in Northern Ireland. So when we're home, we can get together and we can train quite a bit. The Gaers also have a great appetite for it. We don't want to be top 12. We want to be in the top 8. That's our aspirations. And for that to happen, you have to work really, really hard collectively. So we feel that particularly this summer months is an opportunity where we can almost work full time as Northern Ireland athletes. Push ourselves and work really hard collectively again to work on that team cohesion and develop that depth.
Maybe wrong way to phrase the question, but has Dan left the side in positive shape, in a good form for you?
Yes and no, not entirely.
All right.
It's more COVID related than anything, that's impact. And Dan was unfortunate to come in whenever COVID also hit, so the squad haven't been together. It's not that they're necessarily in a bad shape, it's just a bit disjointed and a bit disorganized. So there's that work to have to happen.
Is the first priority for you then, come games, qualification?
Yes, That's a key priority. We have a number of matches planned within that, ranking matches, to ensure that qualification. If we want to be part of the Commonwealth Games, we have been at the last two, and the learning that happens, the potential for us to grow, it's such an important marker for us. In order to do that, you obviously have to be top 12 in the world. But again, our aspirations are beyond that. And if we aren't playing with and against the top nations, then we're not going to get that. It's a huge milestone. And for a whole lot of netballers, they see it as the pinnacle of their sporting career, and obviously the World Cup. So with it being a home games as well, then that adds to the glamour of it in a whole lot of ways. And you know that more of our players would hopefully be in the shop window, that more of our players then can maybe be approached by Super League franchises going forward, given more of our players opportunity to develop further, which would only help Northern Ireland as a nation.
So realistically, how soon do you get everybody together? Is it in the summer months after the league finish?
That's a plan. So at the minute, the Northern Ireland based players are training with our Emerging Warriors squad under the direction of Claire Winning, who was the assistant coach at the World Cup. So nice. There is a continuity there, and the work with Mike Bentley, the S&C, has been fantastic. I'm watching the body shape of some of our young athletes turn completely to that of an international netballer. So then with that, depending on how players, franchises and their teams do in the Super League, some of them might be available slightly before others, depending, but only be a week or two anyway. So the plan is really from the start of July to be full time, more or less, where that then the priority shifts obviously from the franchises right over to Northern Ireland. We have a busy summer. We have a few plans in place for matches and stuff. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say them or if it's been released or not yet, but the plan is that we would get matches, ranking matches, in the summer as well.
Well, it's a really happy return for you. When we've only just launched the Netball and I podcast, but we've already got a bonus episode 24 hours later. So happy about that.
Oh, good. It's great. There is a strong appetite for netball in Northern Ireland, and they really bond together so well in support of the national team. I suppose it's relative to the small population size. That, you know, our players are known. Our players are willing to go and help in clubs when somebody needs a hand. And that obviously... well, works on the board focus of the strongest together. You know that we are together, we're a collective unit, and I hope the podcast goes very well with it too.
Good answer. Elaine, it's a great appointment, and hopefully we'll speak real soon.
Yeah, lovely to talk to you, Andy. Thank you.
Somebody that's been a part of Elaine's squads in the past is the current Rhino player, Fee Turner.
I think it's great news that Elaine has been appointed as Northern Ireland coach again. Obviously, she's been with the team three times previously. I actually started my career in the senior Northern Ireland team with Elaine as head coach ahead of the 2011 World Championships. Elaine has had great success with Northern Ireland. She has a great reputation at home and with players and staff alike. She also has a great relationship with all players. Her skill set as a coach is one of the best that I've worked under. Really excited to get back working with Elaine as we look forward to qualification for the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham 2022, and then forward to the World Cup qualification in South Africa in 2023.
Executive manager of Netball Northern Ireland is Karen Rollo, and she had this to say on the appointment.
I'm absolutely thrilled to have Elaine Rice appointed as our Warriors head coach. She brings a wealth of experience, knowledge and understanding of not just netball in Northern Ireland, but international netball as well to the role. We cannot wait to see our squad, old and new Warriors, back on court as we start and build into a busy training and competition season ahead.